Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts joining us. We're back with Randy in just a moment. Superior Livestock proud to present the Gulf Coast Classic number 4, 4th and 5th of April, live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the Natchitoches Event Center of Natchitoches, Louisiana, 8 a.m. Central Time for both Thursday morning and Friday morning, 4th and 5th of April. Be selling a total of 57,100 head. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
From 1980 to 1998, beef demand was cut in half. Since that time, it has slowly come back up, ever so gradually. And Randy Block, top hired hand for Cattle Facts, says that improvement since 1998 is a big deal.
I can't even imagine what our industry would look like had we not taken the bull by the horns, so to speak, and making this shift. I mean, we would have an industry that would be minuscule today had that not happened. So again, every industry, there's timelines, there's benchmarks along the way, and thankfully our industry has been able to get focused and get behind this quality revolution that we've seen, and we're getting paid dividends for it.
The cattle herd that's here today, as you suggested, is a much better genetically speaking herd than say 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
It's incredible. You know, when we go through, there's always times, you know, you think about the number of cattle that we had to market because of the drought situation we had late in the last decade and early in this decade. And when we came out of that, we had to put better genetics back into those operations, and we can see it in the harvest quality of these animals, a much higher percentage of choice, certified Angus beef and prime in our product mix. And again, consumers want that, and they're willing to pay for it.
How are we doing profitability-wise here the start of 2019 for the various segments?
Well, we're getting along about like we would have expected. You know, obviously the segment that's getting along the best is the packing industry. They're having a good run. They'll have a wonderful run again in 2019 and 20. Our feeding margins have been just kind of a break-even. We're not making a lot of money. This has been a difficult winter to feed cattle. Performance has been disappointing for producers from Kansas north. Cost of gains have been elevated. Weights have been smaller than we anticipated because of that. So cattle haven't been making much money in those areas, but the feed yards in general have been full. So the feed yards are getting along well where they're running at capacity. The stocker and cow-calf guys, again, we've been pretty seasonal in those markets year-to-date. Not big margins, but consistent margins. So we've had about 2 years in a row now our cow-calf and feeder prices have been pretty flat. Again, I think we're going to get along all right this year, but we've got a little more risk as we go into the end of this decade and on into early next decade.
I guess that high-cost producer versus that low-cost producer on the cow-calf end of the business is a real difference maker for profitability.
Oh, it's a big deal. You look at the variation from the top third of the producers in the industry to the lower third of the producers in the industry, and you get you see differentiation in cost of $300 to $400 a head in cost and profitability. So it's a big deal. You know, you got producers today that have break evens at $1.65, and you got the low end of the producers that have break evens that are closer to a dollar. So the big difference in here when you look at how well that segment's getting along. In general, our cow-calf producers are still profitable, $150 plus or minus up to $200. They're still profitable. Again, but if we're talking about the top third of them, you can double that number.
Top hired hand for the Cattle Facts organization, Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.